Good morning. We'll continue today in the Sun Kutsari Hat, Kutsari Hay about our chokas, which we spoke about kind of in introductory fashion yesterday. The discussion today is Hoshata, passing things to each other. Has her wife when she's in Nida, the issue of Hoshata. So in that same sukkah, we saw yesterday the Gemara and Shabbos and Dashi Gimel, which quoted that same story with Eliyahu Navi meeting that woman whose husband was a Talmud Chacham and Nebuch died at a young age, and attributed to certain laxity the behavior, at least the way, again, a different version of the story. We saw one version of Avos Tavnasim, and we saw the other version of Gemara. So look again on source number one, I'm not going to read the whole story again, but the conclusion of the story on Shabbos and Gimel Beis is that Eliyahu Navi himself, I saw this woman, says Eliyahu Navi, and I am by her, and she told me the whole story. And what about Bimeli Bunech? And again, Rashi distinguishes in the second source, Nidusech is called Shiva Shavuot Rishona, that's when she's a Nida, when she's actually bleeding. And Libunech is when she's counting the Shiva Nikim. We spoke about that yesterday. Okay, and the Tzarch Tichlios Lovesis Levanim Lubedika, she has to wear white garments and so on to be able to inspect and examine that, you know, there's no Dam and so on. So Shavatir Vitita Shura, so fine. Okay, and so there she said, well, we had certain kulas. Right, achal im b'shosim yoshin and b'kir baser, but also daito dover acher. Yeah, there was more intimate contact, but there was no hamamina to have any, you know, to have relations and so on. And Eliyahu Navi said that's what happened. Right, shemasa upon a matar. We had different interpretation of what that phrase means. Okay, so that was where we ended the Gemara last time. And again, we stress that Rashi says in Midas Tumasa, but Ad Shatav Mayim Atvila, he did also. We assume that even if she physically stopped bleeding, her period came to an end. But as long as she hasn't yet gone to the mikveh for you know however many days it is, okay, even after the Shiva Nikim, she remains in the status of a Nida. But fine. But then the Gemara goes on. This we didn't see yesterday. Ki Asar Avdimi Amar, the last line in source one. It's that same Gemara in Shabbos Gimel Beis. Ki Asar Avdimi Amar Mita Chadahav. They had one bed, okay? Now, Rashi explains, Rechava was wide, below Kirabasa Habib, the Sabbat the Sharbacher. The bed was one bed, but there was enough space between them that they weren't touching each other. Okay, and they thought that that was the Mutter. And Bimarava Amar, right out in Eretz Yisrael, Arabitza Biosis, Sinar Mafsi Benov, and it's Sinar. Rashi explains, Sinar Chagura, she Chagera's Bo Magia, Mamasnaim Omata. She was wearing garments that covered her, so there was no actual direct physical contact. Okay, that's the conclusion of that Gemara. So Tosos on that daf, and Shabbos and Yom Beis, we saw part of Tosos already. Yom Asko Bimei Libunech, Bimei Libunech Mahu Etzlech. So Tosos says, Berashi, Hayanoeg Isser Lahosh, this is what we brought today's discussion, okay? Tosos says, Berashi Hayanoeg Isser Lahoshit Mipesach, Mafteach, Miyado Liyado Bimei Nidusa. Rashi had a chumrah not to even pass a key from his hand to his wife's hand and so on, or vice versa, while she was in Eden. Okay, he wouldn't pass anything to his wife. Okay, that's the Tosis quote such a practice from Rashi. The Nira Lari, she smach misede elio, there is a, at least a remez or something to hang his hat on, from Sede elio, the Talmud of elio, the Ksani, from this same story. The Ksani, Omar lo, Shema hevesel or a shemen, Shema he beis lo sapat. Now, we don't have that girsa in the Gemara, okay? But according to, there was such a girsa in the Gemara that one of the things Eliyahu Navi asked this woman when trying to ascertain why she was punished in such a terrible way, her husband died at a young age, that girsa, that there was a girsa that tells us, quote, Shema he beis lo sashemen, did you pass oil to him or did you pass him some other flask and so on, okay? So that question appears in a different version of the story. And according to that version of the story, that was part of the problem, that they pass things to each other. So that'll be a smach for Rashi, not passing even a key to his wife when she's in Eden, right? The only thing is, says Tosis, Umiyu Hasam Nesayim Benoga Bechbetz Bektana. What's the concern of passing? Could you pass something, Miyad Liyad, you end up touching the person very often, right? I mean, you give something to somebody else in hand, you know, it's... might touch the person. Okay, again, we don't have this in our text. But it is in the text of Tana D'Beilio, which we'll see. I printed it below in source 8, if you saw it. But that, if you have that version of the text, but that was part of the story. Saying a Chanami, he said, oh, that's what Tosa said. That's a smach for the Shita of Rashi not to pass anything. And the assumption is when you pass, there's this contact. Okay? Now, there also would seem to be a raya from a Gemara Ksubas, okay, which we'll see in a second. Av Samach Aleph. Tosas continued. Well, maybe let's look at the Gemara Ksubas. Can we go back to Tosas? The Gemara Ksubas, source 4, on Samach Aleph, Omen Aleph. Okay, the Gemara says, regarding Mezikas HaKos, we saw a part of that already, right? Mezikas HaKos. Shmuel, Machlefa Ledvisa beyond the small. Regarding Mezikas HaKos, passing a cup of wine. Okay, Mezika, as you know, Mezika really means mixing, right? Mezgulo Kosvishon, we have a Pesach. Mezgulo. In the old days, you had wine, so it was pressed grapes. It was very, very sharp. Okay, very strong, just the pressed grapes. You mix it. When we buy wine today, it's already been pre-mixed, right? It's already mixed with water, so the it's already there. In the old days, when they made wine, so the wine itself had to be diluted with water, otherwise it would not be tasty. Okay, personally, I don't care for wine anyway, but even mixed, but okay. You know, you drink when you have to in terms of halacha, but the people who like wine, so, you know, there's all kinds of different water content and wine content and so on and so forth, but our wine's already pre-mixed. When the Gemara speaks in the Hilchos, the Pesach Seder, in our Rishon, Mozgulo Kosvisha, that was an expression. I mean, they mixed the water right then and there, mixed it with the wine. Anyway, so that's what Mezikas HaKos, not literally passing, but it's, you know, mixing and, you know, preparing the wine. So Shmuel, we saw this, Machla Falandavisa Biyadna the Smolich, she did it with her left hand, with some type of a Shinui. But the Rashi says, Michla Bemi Libuna, during the week when she was, counting Shiva in the Kiev. And Abaye Manchale Apuma de Kova. Okay, Abaye would put the wine down, put like at the top of a jar, put it in some place, didn't hand it directly. Okay, Rava Abe Sadra. Okay, Sadra is a pillow, you know, which they used to lean on, right, that when they were eating, right, like we have said with a saber, right, they recline. He put it, Rav Papa Shashifa, some type of a bench or a stool, okay, whatever, they all put it in different places. So going back to Tosis, Shabbos, the Gimel Beis, the end of the second line there in three, when Perak Afal Pida, Amar Abaye, Amar Abaye, Marchal Apun, the Kuba, Rav Marchal Abaye, ain't right. That's not a proof to Rashi. Well, that sounds like a good proof also. Well, you have to go to the Tana D'Beilio for proof. Why don't you say you have a proof in that Gemara? They didn't hand it directly. Right, I mean, proof, he put it over here, he put it over there, wherever he put it, but didn't hand it directly. So why not say that's a proof? So it tells us that's ain't right. Kishema dafka b'mezigas hakos. That may be a special situation because regarding mezigas hakos, when you serve wine, so that's yesh chiba yoser. You know, sharing a cup of wine is somewhat more of an intimate, you know, an intimate contact type of thing. So when it came to mezigas hakos, that's when these, I'm all right, he put it over here, he put it over there, they minimize the contact and so on. But that's not a riot that Rashi was talking about, a mafteach, right? Rashi, I know, this is a hoshi mafteach. Right? It's not a cup of wine, and there's nothing, I think, nothing sensual or arousing about passing somebody a key, as opposed to a glass of wine, right? So Tosa said, you can't really bring that to Kiba Yosef, because I'm a husband, but Shari Dram Lo. Okay? Mehacha de Kamar, Achal Imi, Vishasa Imi, Achal Yosef, Hikbid, Ela Lashkiba. But okay, that's a continuation of that case with this woman. You know, we ate together. They were all worried about not sleeping together. But in any event, from that story, so from the Gemara, Tosfos points out from the Gemara, and Ksuba is not necessarily a riot to Rashi's position. But the story, if you have that girsa, that one of the things they'll never discuss with her was passing things and so on, then you have a smach for Rashi. You look in source 6, the Tosfos there in Ksuba, Samach Aleph Mun Aleph. Machlav and the Visa beyond the smaller. Quote, Bemachzer Vitri, Pirish Harab of Shmaya, Shahan Nizar Rashi, Afilo Shalit and Maftech, Meodol Yada. The Tosa there says the same thing, only attributed to the Machzer Vitri. Okay, the Machzer Vitri, as you know, is a collection of Piske Halacha from the base manager of Rashi, Simcha Vitri, one of Talmud Rashi. The term Machzer Vitri, the word Machzer, has nothing to do with Machzer like we have Rosh Hashanah Kippur. Machzer, I mean Machzor for the year, the cycle, you know, the halacha. So anyway, you have a lot of, I printed it there in 7. It's in Machzer Vitri, Simon Tof Tzadi Tes. Af Nida Nami Eni Yotzen Nitmos Halom Achatit Bol, rule number 1, which we know, she remains in Nida Tol Tila. Loficha Hasul Akar Vetzabad Al Olam Achatit Bol. Kach Resis Rabbi Nohei, that's talking about Rashi, Bafilo B'Mesiris Mafteach. Oshum Dabar Miyadale the High Paris. That confirms this practice. A lot of the din in the Matzah Vitri from this Medrash of Rashi. I remember one time I was discussing something with Aaron Lichtenstein in Al Aruch, and he said, whatever the topic was, and I don't remember what the topic was, but he said that he wanted to discuss something similar, the same topic with the Salamechim, with the Rav, and the Rav said something like that in the Matzah Vitri, and Aaron said, well, I had a Matzah Vitri with me, so we looked at it. I'm thinking myself, you know, I mean, not that many people have the Matzah Vitri with them. You know, I mean, it's not a typical sefer. I don't have a Mishnah Berurah. I had a Mishnah Berurah here. I mean, I have a Matzah Vitri at home. I'm not saying it's not an important sefer, but it's like it struck me the time that he had a Matzah Vitri with him. You know, okay. Yeah, that was your question. Yeah.
Sorry, I'm just curious. Did Rebbe have a relationship with Lichtenstein?
I did, yeah. I did. I learned in Gush. And the year that I was in Yeshiva in Eretz Yisrael, and had a relationship afterwards. Yeah. I wrote up, after he was nifta, gave a hesped publicly, you know. I spoke here for a few minutes in the Yeshiva, but I also gave subsequently a longer one. I wrote it up. If you're interested, I can forward it to you. Anyway, getting back to this. So Tosfos in Ksubas quotes the Matzah Vitri, Samach Aleph Mem Aleph. The cost of Pierce Robert Schmeyer and this is a Rashka Filish and Lithium of Tech and other. We can't aim riot, the shine of Isaac's coast, but that's not a riot, the Rashi tradition. Toast saying the same thing. The Sugi and Ksuba is not a riot because with Isaac's coast, maybe with Dovashal Chiba, Basura, Phil, Havi, the Fonam, and Shukha. And Lamar, Manchala, Besad, Lamar, with the Kuba, each one put it over here and so on. But Toast says, we say to Leo, the son of Gabahu, under the Mitzvah, come to the Shabbos, but Adam Echon, Shakara Harbi, Shana Harbi, Shashal, Elio, Isto, Shema, Hibeso, Sapat, Shemeso, Shem. And again, that phrase, which we don't have in our version, but maybe Rashi did. So then, and she said, Chas, Shoma, Phil, Etzel, Talon, Nogabi, Nami, Nahi, but here he says, Nami ain't Raya. That may not be a Raya either. Even that text of the Exubas may not, in the story, may not be a Raya either. Why? The Matzin Lefarish is Shalom al Havos Apachayim Makbi al Haka Kavar. Shema Bishas Havos Apach Lo Nizhar Tvinogabe. It wasn't the actual transference of things, of something from one hand to the other. No, even in the case of Eliyahu Navi, where they pass things to each other, that's no right, because maybe the concern was not the passing, it was actually the touching. They weren't careful. So maybe there's no intrinsic problem with passing something. Okay, because that's what he says. Shema b'shas havas hapach lo nizhar b'nogabe, and that's mechain mashma sheish. Because what did she answer? She answered, "I feel about to tell lo nogabe, havalo shel hevia lo lo kamer." Now, I'm not sure if that's a kasha, because it could be that that's what Rashi says is the problem. In a chanami, Rashi holds, yeah, what's the problem with passing? You're right. There's nothing inherently wrong with passing, but, and really, that's, you know, that we'll see in a moment. That's the hakira. Is there something inherently wrong with passing, or it's no? When you're passing, you may come to touch. And then after you chop, what if I pass it? What if something very long? It's a long umbrella, something like that. So I pass. So we're not going to touch. Okay, yeah.
Left-handed.
Yeah, but that was talking also about Mezigas HaKotz. Right? I look back and forth. Mezigas, look at the floor. That's the Mark Suda, Samachal and Aleph. The Mezigas HaKol, Shmuel, Machal, Falad, Vishu, Yad, and Shmuel. So again, you have to figure out, is it extended to other things? And what's the reason it's extended? Is there something wrong? See, Mezigas HaKol, we could argue, is a separate thing, because there's some sort of intimacy, perhaps implied, as opposed to passing a key. Okay, on the other hand, what is the Rashi? Clearly, we saw it in the Tosfos and Shabbos, and Tosfos and Shabbos, we see the Machal Vitri, you know, that Rashi had this practice. So the question is, why? In other words, it could well, Petosis objects. He says, no, there's no riot from the story. You can't pass something. The concern was touching. So you could answer, and a Hanami, that was Rashi's issue. Right? And you're right. Inherently, intrinsically, there's nothing wrong with passing something. The problem is touching. Okay, so we'll come back to that point in a second. I just printed the Talmud of Elio. Is the Elio Rabba Parsha Tezai in this arrangement. You know, in the Bar Ilan database, they sometimes have these scholarly editions of certain works, and not the standard editions. And they're very, very often different arrangements, and sometimes frustrating. And so, like, even in the, in the Maseftas Kanas and in the Toseftas, they use the, you know, so the more scholarly editions. It's not the same. Usually when I give you sheets, I try and make it match what's in the back of the Gemara with Tosefta. You know, so sometimes the parak is really the same, but the aloha may be different, the number, a different arrangement. Okay, anyway, but here, it's not so big deal. So it's Parsha Tezayin in this arrangement of the Talmud of Elio Rabba. Okay. Ma'aseh ba'adam echad shekara mikra harbi mishana mishana harbi nichlas v'yisov v'chatz yomov v'nasas ishtu kishota. She went nuts, you know, okay. And she was crazy with grief. Okay. And v'haysa ma'gzeres al pisa v'chareim shal ba'al omar l'hem rabosai ba'al. It's like a different story, but the same idea. Bali Kora Harbor, Vishana Harbor, Veloma Nikola Vesel Hatsyam, Veloma Shivua, the Plum Dover, Pamachas Haisi, Toman Leonov, this is Tom de Belial, he's talking the first person. Kama Pan Haisi, Malak Pashukman, Knasta Ves Hatsira, and Boss of Yosha Canadian Voice of Boko, Martala, Tom, you know, I have the whole story, I have to read the whole thing again. But anyway, there, in this version, at least it's printed over here, you look about four lines down, okay, Shema Hisachtalo is Hashem and Biodech. Did you sachtalos Hashemin? I don't know. Did he either rub oil and so on and so forth, or at least provide him with oil? And then it says, "Yeah, Amar lechay roshcha rachatzi rag v'sochani lo shemen." Okay, and we've been slept in the same bed, but always see the bed of the No, that's it. You can't do it. Okay, that's not allowed. Anyway, that's so. But again, that also, while it doesn't speak about passing, unless you want to say it means even passing the oil. Okay, even passing it all to him. All right, anyway, that's the version of the text over there. Now, in any event, we just saw this idea of passing something as a chumrah of Rashi, but it should be clear that others agree with this as well. It's not just Rashi. So the Ramban, for example, in his Hilchos Nida Parakhes Osei 9, but also the hoshit klum miyadu le'adishto. He says it. He says, oh, Allah should klum. Doesn't mention because I close, and so on and so forth. Okay, or olitom miyadu, either him passing to her passing him, same thing. We spoke about yesterday, you know, that they require extra harchok, the balance and so on, right? But that's the Ramban. So the Ramban obviously agrees that it is an Isser Hoshota. The Rashba as well, the Bais Arach, Bais Ayin, Shar Beis, right? Number 10, Garcina Miksubis and so on and so forth. He quotes the Gemara and he says, Muziga Sakos is different while Lefishu Hergel Avera. Again, that's a certain familiarity and intimacy and so on. But from Shin Salahekar Mutter, he does it a different way, like Shmuel's wife, and then it's Mutter. Upmo Shomer Shom, to be said, Shmuel, Machal will be on the Shmuel. Below the Hoshitalo Miyad Smol Yodo, but let's explain this. When it says the Rashba, when it says that Shmuel's wife, gave him the wine with the left hand, the Rashba says, not what we thought. It doesn't mean that he passed it with the left hand, okay? Because that's not allowed. Shazu afilu bekelim de alma osur. That's not allowed at all. Ella shahaisa mozeges umanechas oshulcha biad small like care of alma. She did everything. She mixed the water and she put the cup down, but certainly not passing. So that's like Rashi. She can't pass anything. Okay. And Dvisa Dabaya Manchala Puma the Kuba, Dvisa the Rabba, Baisa, Dvisa Papa, Shoshifa, right? That's how he learns the Gemara. Rashba clearly learns. Not like Tosfos, right? That you can't pass anything, even regular kelim. They put it down on the table. The whole thing was Shmuel. They did it a different way, right? So it'd be a hecker. But the bottom line, it's not like Tosfos. Okay, it's like Rashi. Rashi also they can't pass anything, right? The Tosfos says that you know Mziga Sakos is different, right? Tosfos said that they're in Ksuba Samach Aleph Mon Aleph. Tosfos says Yomasul Machlok on Tur 6. The Kanan, right, the shiny Mziga Sakos. The Rashba is not saying shiny Mziga Sakos. Okay? He's saying by all things, if you're talking about passing directly, okay, if you're talking about Mziga Sakos can be allowed, not the passing, but the act of Mziga Sakos, that can be done if it's done with the Shinui. But passing is not allowed in any case, and it's not just Mziga Sakos. You hear? So that's Rashba also seems to be learning that there is, like Rashi, there is an Isser of Hoshoto. If you look in the Shittim Kumbetzes, there in Ksubas, you know there's a lot of Shittim Kumbetzes, the two volumes of the Shittim Kumbetzes are just on Ksubas. So in Samach Aleph on Aleph, on that page, the quote from the Talmid of Rabbi Yonah, 12, Ukmo she'asu liga ba achetipo, kmo kein asu la hoshit lo shum davar. Now look what he says. Okay, and this might be a Hakira. We said before, what's the reason? Okay, what's the reason for Hoshoto? What's the reason that answering it? Because, I'm sorry, I shouldn't have skipped, the Rashba doesn't say in the Bayis HaOrach, but in the Bayis HaKotzer, I'm sorry, before I get to the Shittim Kumbetzes, look at 11, the Bayis HaKotzer, by Zion Shar Beis, 11, he said, Tzorach Adam Lifosh Mishah Shatispor, Tzipol, fine, V'lo Mitash B'Shulvad, El Mikol Kreve Ba'olam, V'afil V'dor Mahamagil Erva, Shenamar, etc., etc. And he says, Lo yiga adam b'ishtun nefinu b'etzutana. Now look at the last line. The lo yoshim yadol yadol shum dover shema yiga b'vsar. So Ashbo says, Beferish, what's the idea of passing? Because you come to touch. Right? When you pass something from one hand to the other, very often you touch. And we're trying to eliminate all kinds of touching, lo sikru and so on. So therefore, the Rashbo and the Bayis HaKotzer is saying that's the reason. Okay? So the reason is, it's almost like a gzera, shema. But you look in the Shita Gubetza, it's a Tamid Ben Yonah there, on that Shita, Subas HaKalaf and Aleph, 12 says, Ukmo Shosligo, etc. Below the chain, Kmo Kain also lohosh shumdo, the hoshata kin negia. They're not saying because you might touch. Hoshota is not just you might touch, but it's the same thing. It's part of the gzera. So that's, and he says, the chain kosev in Rabbonai Tzarfas and so on. So you see what I'm saying? In other words, the passing is like touching, and that's why you can't pass in sin either. It's got nothing to do. Now, as I said, the Afkin Minul Chas. What if you pass in such a way where it's impossible to touch? Right? So I think we have at least perhaps two different reasons in the Rishonim for this Isser of Hoshata. Either it's because the natural thing is very likely when you pass something from one person to another, you touch each other. Or, no, that's not the concern. Even if there's no way you can touch, but that was part of what they answered. The Hoshata is also. So I think there are two different possibilities here. Okay? Now, certainly, okay, that not everyone agrees. So again, but the bottom line is, the Rashba, like the Rabban and the Rabbeinu Yonah, all agree with Rashi that there is an Isser of Hoshata, even on something besides Mezigas Hayayin, even something that's no interest in passing a key or passing anything else. Okay, that's what comes out. So the Rabban and the Rashba and the Rabbeinu Yonah, there may be a Chakira, there may be a that there's a difference. Okay, that is the reason because it may come to touch, or is the reason because it's simply Isser. But they all agree that there is an Isser of Hoshata, even something which is not, you know, inherently intimate, you know, that's not similar to Mezigas HaKos. Okay, that's what these Rishonim hold. However, the other Rishonim who really don't say that way, okay, they really hold that, you know, really the only issue is something that is like Mezigas HaKos. Okay, not everyone agrees with these Rishonim. But there's a Mezigas HaKos, okay, a Hoshata with Mezigas HaKos, that's what's awesome. So if you look in the Mishnah in Ksubas, okay, 9 Lintas and Beis, that's how this whole thing gets started. How does this thing show up in Ksubas? How does the whole Gemara show up in Ksubas? Because the Mishnah on Ksubas Lintas and Beis 13 says, Ve'elu v'locha sha'isha osa l'baila. Different things that a woman generally does for her husband. Tochenes, ofe, she bakes, and she washes, and cooks. All the things that a woman does in the house, right? So on that Gemara, okay, on that Mishnah, rather, on the Testament base in Ksubas, the Gemara that we're talking about on Samach Aleph Man Aleph 15 says, Omar Vilzak Bar Hanani, Omar Vuna, Kol Melocha Sha'isha Osa Labailo, Nida Osa Labailo. All those things that a woman does for her husband are listed in that Mishnah, right? The cooking and grinding the food and baking pots, Rashi says, and washing and whatever else, okay? Feeding her children and making the beds, all these things that are knitting, all these things that are listed in the Mishnah, a woman can do for her husband, she's a nida also. That's what the Gemara says. The name of Rav Huna. Kol malachos reisha osa labayla, nida osa labayla, chutz mimizigas hakos, a few things, batos hamita rachatz upon the other ragu and so on. Okay, which we'll get back to the other ones. What's chutz mimizigas hakos? Says Rashi there in 16. Kol shul dvarm shul kiru v'chiba umevi'en l'dei hergel dover. Mixing and preparing a cup of wine to share with her husband, as we said before, that has a certain intimacy to it. You know, today you don't just sit down, stop, and have a cup of wine. You know, it's whether you're trying to create a mood, an atmosphere, or have a drink together. You know, it's a social, drinking is a social activity, yeah.
I'm getting the impression that
that's true. They drank wine more than we did. Yeah, but you see, apparently it was. I mean, he's asking, you know, you wouldn't say that having a glass of milk, you know, today, but there it was like a glass of milk. The wine was, they drank wine all the time, or ale at least, or something, because the water wasn't drinkable and so on. So it's an interesting aura, I'm not sure. Interesting aura. But anyway, the Gemara is certainly in the way Rashi.
It's in the area on the Makoros that Rebbe has addresses that issue, no?
Where?
There's the Meiri, I forgot which verse, but he makes the Arach. I forgot exactly what he said, but I think that he was limiting this whole thing, and he said that it's Dafka, like, no, I think he had some sort of limitation based on that.
Well, yeah, but see, because the Miri is a different shita. The Miri said that's why it's not really a problem. It's not Dvarim Shel Chiba. You're right. That's 24. That's because he holds it just right. By Kabbalah Bracha.
Exactly, based on the Gerita.
Yeah, okay, we'll get that. But these Rishon don't hold that way, is the point. You know, it's in Kasha. Right? The Miri is kind of the Miri is kind of a middle position. We have all these Rishonim, Rashi, and like him, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Rabbeinu Yonah, and the Shita, who all hold that there is an Issur of Hoshata Stam, anything, even a key or anything. Okay? And here we have the other extreme, the only issue is Gakos. So you're right, there is a middle position on that page. Yeah. We'll get to that. Anyway, it's an important horror what these Rishonim held. But anyway, Rashi says, the Ramshon Kiru Rechiba, but again, the question is, so where does that. So you look in other words, these are things which can lead at least to Hergel Aveira, because they have some sort of Kir V'chiba involved. You look in the Reim and Simon Chav Vav, or the old text, Kutzari Vei, 17, quotes the Gemara in Ksubis, right? Ksubis Paragraf will be, Amina Kol Malacha Shisho Slabada Nido Slabada Chutz Mizekos, and so on. And he says, Pirish Miziga Sakos Umo Shetes Lo. See that? There's really two things. Even Mezigas HaKos by itself is not a problem. That's why Shmuel's wife did it and so on and so forth. And it sounds like Hoshata by itself is also not a problem. It's Mezigas HaKos with Hoshata. And it says, Abba Meziga below Hoshata, Sharia, says the Iranian. The Hosharina Hosam, Kedamina Sham, Machafo Lebismola, that Shmuel's wife did with left hand. And the other one put it on the bench and so on. Bachreisha ain't Israel of Hoshata. Bizkir Mezigas HaKos, Lamad, but the other way. She'ein Isser Elekesh Shnehem Yachad, Meziga Vehoshotos Kos. Okay, and Meziga Beloshina. Ava Boshotos Shardvarim, Shalobikos, then Mezigas is Muteris. Shalob, you know, then everything's Mutter. And it says Meziga Muteris, right? It means Hoshota. Or Shalobikos Meziga, Muteris. Okay, in other words, the Uraim is saying that there's no Isser whatsoever to pass keys. Okay, it's only the passing of something which was an activity that was done, passing in association with an activity that was done that has some sort of intimate ramifications. You follow? So clearly, the Iranian does not hold like these other Rishonim. You see that? Right? Because he's saying it's only the combination of doing something like Mezigas HaKos, which by itself you can do also. Okay, without passing it, like these wives who put it down on the table, right? So one without the other is okay. So Meziga by itself is okay. Hoshata of something else that has nothing to do with Meziga Sakos. That's the last words of the Iranian that I printed there. Abba Boshata, Shardvarim, Shalobikos, Meziga, then Muteris. Right? So that's the Yeshit of the Iranian against those other Rishonim. Similarly, the Smag, Sefer Mitzvot go to the Smag in Simon Kuf Yud Aleph, okay? Is from Kuf Yud Aleph, and the Smag writes, one second. Yeah, it tells the whole story. I wanted to read it again. And then he writes on the third line, Bafil litain miyodo liyodo samafteach o chepet acher, hayar Rabbeinu Shlomo Nizhar. That's Rashi's Rabbeinu Shlomo, right? Rashi's Nizhar. Afal pi, shemitoch halacha lo lamadna el hoshotos kosul yayin, shodobo shochiba shosim yad liyad. Okay, even though, strictly speaking, the only Hoshata, strictly speaking, that's disallowed is Hoshata of a Koshel Yayin. Okay, so again, it sounds like he doesn't agree with Rashi. He cites Rashi. I mean, you could argue that he's not disagreeing. I mean, I don't know, but it sounds like he says, Hayar ben Shlomo Nizer. Okay, Rashi was Nizer, but Mitoch Halacha, the simple reading of Halacha, is not like that. Again, you know, if you want to press me to the wall and say, oh, no, the Smag really agrees with Rashi, I can't insist that he disagrees. But it seems to me that he doesn't. It seems to me that the Smag is holding like, you know, like the Iranian, that there's no problem, strictly speaking. Rashi is machma, okay. But, you know, anyway, so that's the Shita of the Smag. The Rambam, in Hilchas Ishus Perakof Aleph Halacha Ches, writes 19, Kol Malacha Shisho Salvada Nido Salvada Chutz Mizikas Akos Otos Mitra Chutz Pongra Del Ragot Gzeir Mishum Hirur Shem Yavo Limo Lefichach Matzas Mitosu Kishinida Shalom Befana. Fine, you can do these things when he's not around. We'll talk about that. Umozeges Es Akos Ve'ena Nosenes Oso Biyodo Kedarka Tomid Elamanachas Oso Ala Oretz Ala Kli Ala Shulchan Behun Notlo. Okay, so the Rambam also seems to learn that the Isser of Hoshata is together with Meziga, with Hoshata, right, with the giving. Well, right, she can be Mosaic as a code, and just put it down on the table, like those cases in the Gemara, and it sounds like the reverse would also be true, to pass something else. That's certainly how the Magen Mishnah learned it. Okay? And the Rambam makes it seem like you need both Mezik HaZakos and Hoshata and passing it to violate this. So the Magen Mishnah certainly understands in the Rambam, the Magen Mishnah there in 20, on that Rambam Perek, Chaf Aleph Ches, in the positions, right? He quotes the Gemara, and he writes in the third line towards the end of the line, Vida, Shavim Masha Kosav Rabbeinu Ve'enim Osenos Osu Biyodo Kedaka Tomid, Nireh Sheshar Hodvorin Yichola Hi Liyahoshi Biyodo Liyahoshi. Okay, the Rambam seems, the way the Magen Mishnah learns the Rambam, I just explained it. I mean, you could argue, but again, the way the Magen Mishnah learns the Rambam, which is Dvar Macherim, other things, it's no problem to pass. Now he does say, V'chein Das Tzatz Mefarshim, that certainly has some hope. We just saw the Smag, we saw the Iram like that. V'yesh Machmirim, behold over them, now there's a Machmir, that was the Rashi and Rabban Rashba and the Rabban Yonah, okay? All right, then he says at the end, V'dashi Yemei Nidusa V'ilibuna Shoven, this is commercial is bar, etc. Right? There's no difference between the Shivanakim and the days actually believing. So that's the Rambam. And finally the Ran on the Rif, there in Ksubas. So that's so good. Chaf Heim and Aleph on the pages of the Rif, come over to Chaf Heim Beis. Yesh Omrim, the Dafka Kos, who shall also host the other Yadav, a Kli Acher Mutter of Abad. So you go, sorry, again, you can't touch. Okay, and he brings you Shalmi, looks like that. Okay, anyway, and he tells the story of the Seder Elio, and he also writes, so the Ram also learns the Ram the way the Magen Mishnah does, and the Ram also says only Isser is when you have Hoshata together with Zigas HaKos. Okay, and he does say at the end, in deference to Avon Mishmosho Rashi, Omru, the also tell a cold over. Okay, right, quotes the Chum of Rashi, but it sounds like the Ram, certainly the Ram learns the Ram holds the other way, and so that's a Machokos Rishonim. And then, as Nadi indicated before, there seems to be kind of a middle position. Okay? The middle position. The Sefer Truma in Siman Pei Tes, Siman Pei Tes, 22, he says, Osam also legal I feel the best for don't got that. And then he writes on the second line, Rafir Litim, the other, Ochevitz Acher, Yesh Nizorim. We got Rashi, Nemchov against this, from Nuchas or Kovet. Not money, and say, and if Tzas Mashmah that way, maybe not like Tosos said, there's no riot from the Gemara Ksubas. The Sefer Truma says, no, the Gemara Ksubas, the fact that these wives put the stuff down, maybe the Shtikl Raya, okay? Ach Omer Mori Rabbeinu, She'ein Misham Raya, Lesser, Elabashotas Kol Shol Yayin, Shodibir Chibu. That's like Tosos, okay? At the end, he writes, Hanizer, Hamachmer, Lizor, Vilahoshim, Lashum Dog, the other, a couple of brachot. That's kind of a middle position, right? In other words, it's not really Rashi and not Shita, they can't pass anything, it's not really correct, but Machmer, a couple of brachot. That's also the Chidusha Hara'ot. There in Ksuba, Samchav, when I'll do Masa Omer of Yitzchak, he quotes the Arayim, who says there's no problem whatsoever, but he also says at the end, because after all, he writes, he says, because it's not mentioned in the Gemara, right? B'chein Nira, Charlotte, who's going to be sure? I mean, bottom line is the Gemara doesn't say it in the issue of Hoshata. But again, he says at the end, he says, and then there's the Meiri that Nate is referring to before. The Meiri on a different Gemara, Ksubis, Naftalim Beis, okay? He talks about Hoshata Liad Liad. And he says, really, it's a thing. Anything which is done in the situation of a normal meal, look what he writes, and I guess this, maybe this is referring to on line 5, 24. Right? Passing food and drink that they normally ain't drank, that's not chiba. Okay, the only problem is, maybe that's what you're referring to, this line in the Miri, I presume, right? Okay, so I think that's what he meant.
Right? I think there was a line right before that where he says that they would drink a lot, that they would drink in many different contexts.
Yeah, Derek Limzo Shalobashas Achila. Okay, okay,
but again, that would be okay. The point is
that anything to do with normal activity, which was eating and drinking, but he also says at the end, okay, Udvarm Ela Enemakoch Alach Alash Arotz Elahachmer Tavalov Brochel. Okay, so he also says the Tavalov Brochel. All right, so those are the different sheets. How do we pass this?
Maybe we're going to read the snag, right?
Yeah, yes. Yeah. And certainly the Urayim. Okay, so, well the Urayim, the Smag, I'm not sure. The Smag is quoted. The Smag, I want to say, holds that he doesn't agree with Rashi. And he doesn't even say Amai, he just quotes Rashi. These, the way I presented it, you can disagree, but so you have Rashi and the Ramban and the Rashba and the Rabbi Yonah quoted the Shittim Chometz. They all say there's an Isser of Hoshata, independently of anything else, anything, keys, money, anything else. And then you have the other side, you have the Urayim, who says openly, right? Hoshata, the end of 17, Hoshata, Shard, Varm, Shoulder, Close, with the Gimutaris. Right, and that's why I thought the Smag and the Rambam, certainly the Rambam, the Pashas in the Rambam, and certainly as understood by the Magid Mishnah and as understood by the Ran, also holds that it's not a problem. And then you have this the Sefer Truma, the Rabo, the Niri, they all quote that Enochanami, but Amach Metava of Broho. Okay,
I thought the Smag was just saying that like Rashi is clearly not based on the Gemara, it's just Rashi is being.
Yeah, okay, you could, yeah, I said before, if you push me, right. You can't prove that the Smag said that. That's right, you could definitely work. Anyway, well, it's coming out of 25. How do we pass Kentucky? Okay, the Shulchan Aruch here in Sif Beis now. In Sif Kuf Tzadi Hei, 25. So, lo yiga afilu be'etz b'kana, v'lo yoshit miyado liyada, shum dover, v'lo yikavlan miyada. He says, it shouldn't pass anything from him to her to him. Okay, and shema yiga, I'm sorry, because you might touch. You may come to touch. Okay, now, the question is, how seriously does he mean that? They may come to touch. Remember before we had the Chakira. Is that the reason, or it's because Hoshata is similar to touching, and it can't come to touch? So the Shach in Sivkot and Gimel, okay, writes, it's a Shachot, Sivkot and Gimel writes, Afilu b'davar shu aruch. So it's very long. So he says, apparently, even if there is no Chashash, they might touch, it's still a Nechshav of Kinegiyah. That was the words of the, to say it again, the, Shita Gubetz is quoted by Yona 12, the Hoshota Kin Negia. The Shach seems to learn that way. Now, Mechaber doesn't seem that. Mechaber says Shema Yiga. Okay, so the Shach says it doesn't matter. I feel with Dover Shuar. I'm telling you that Chakira. Is it Isser Shema Yiga? Or is it Isser that's Hoshota Kin Negia? Okay, so that's a question. Maybe that's Machlok with Mechaber and the Shach. I don't know. Like the Shach says I feel with Dover Shuar, or unless he's saying it's kind of a low plug. So again, I can't. Again, the Shach seems to say that if it not seems to say, it does say that even if it's not the Shach, it's only very long, it still wouldn't be a problem. So that's it. Now, along these lines, okay, along these lines, we could ask, what if the passing is done with some sort of a clear shinui? The passing is done in an unusual way. Okay? So there, the Ritva, the Chidusha Ritva, and that's Sugin Ksub and Samach Halaf Manalav, Dil Masav Hodah, 27. Yesh omrim shelo gozel amaziga shudamar maybe le deher galaber. Oh, dvar macher mutarli told me other life, so you got that's the same machlokas. Okay. And then he writes, based on the story again with Elinavi, lav ahavos apaka bin elamagia shemanogaba. Okay, so that's the same chakira. Now, is the issue shemanogaba, and right to the end, umiyu ay de shili mutar bishar dvar, my filim edusa, my shain kin maziga zakos, rechain royal lino. Okay, basically, what he's saying is as follows: the Ritva is arguing that even passing shar dvarim with a shinui, okay, is fine. Okay, but as far as passing a kos, as far as passing a kos, even with a shinui, mashenkim is a kos. Shinui is a kos, also even with a shinui. You see what the Ritva is saying? But he's saying other things because again. If you do it with the shinui, even if you pass it directly, you do it with your left hand or whatever, that's what he said. I, Shmuel, what? No, that was Mezigas HaKos. You know, Mezigas HaKos is maybe different, but that's why they put it down on different places and so on. But the direct handing, that's why some learned that Shmuel, not that Shmuel passed it directly, Shmuel's wife passed it directly. There. She did the act of Meziga with her left hand. All this is a hecker. Okay, it's Monea, it prevents Hergel Dover. You see what the Ritva is saying? But the Ritva is saying again that passing Shar Dvarim with the Shinui is fine because that's a hecker, that's a reminder. You can't pass a kos even with a Shinui. You see, that's the distinction that the Ritva draws. And it's interesting. So, what exactly is a Shinui? So, what if you throw something? Can I toss the key to my wife or her to me? So, that's in a tshuva from the Ram Rutenberg. There are about five or six different editions or different collections of the Chumash Maamar Rutenberg. There's overlaps to some extent, but there's one of the different diffusive. And the standard, well, I don't know what standard today, but the editions of the Chumash Maamar Rutenberg that I have, it's five volumes, and each one has at least one different diffus, diffus Berlin and diffus Lviv, but they're different places, different collections. And of course, different fonts. Prints, some are harder to read. But anyway, I'm sure it's been updated. But anyway, the diffus Cremona, Simon Kuf Chav Dalit, the 28th, the Chuvah Maram Rutenberg, he writes, while Osam Hazorkin Mafteach, Omaos Biad Nishon Sam Mendelssohn, what's the story there? Is that okay? So he writes, Roy Ligor Bahem. Okay, he says you shouldn't do it. Okay, he says, putting it down somewhere and so on, but throwing is still a direct contact. I put it down over here and you come and pick it up. So that's what the Gemara talks about. The Gemara doesn't talk about the throwing. Okay, so the Maram Rutenberg is machmer on that. They shouldn't throw things to each other. Now that, again, we'll go back to that Chakira. If you're concerned that the whole Isser of Hoshata is you may come to touch, well, you're not going to come to touch if I'm tossing it to you. Don't touch it actually accidentally. If I pass it to you, I may touch it accidentally. If I throw it, I'm not. But if you hold it, no, Hoshata is an independent, you know, it's Usser, kid, Nagia. Even if there's no Chashash, you may touch it. I'll throw it to you. That's still Usser. That's certainly the way the Maram Rutenberg leans in that Jewish. Okay? And they shouldn't even throw things to each other because that's a form of Hoshata. Okay, and again, the Ritva said, according to Ritva, that might be enough for Shinu by Shartvarim, but the Maram Rutenberg doesn't accept that in terms of the throwing. Another tshuva to know about, 29, tshuva is Tashbeitz. Chela Gimel Simon Nuches. Again, this is the Svardi Tashbeitz, Shimon or Tzemach Duran. Okay, Chela Gimel Simon Nunches Ozei in his tshuvas. The Tashbeitz writes, also, the Gemara and so Mashma Dafka Midi Dachilu. Okay, the Gemara sounds like it's only talking about food or food-related things. Of a Rashi Zalhay and Israel Hoshel Mafteach for Chay Nagu. So he confirmed that this was the practice. However, look at this one: the Lito Miyada Hatinok. Have a baby in the house, right? So the husband wants that the baby is fetching, or the baby's ready to put the bed or whatever. So the wife takes the bed from the baby from the husband takes the baby from the wife, whatever. Now, you're not going to throw the baby. That's not an option. Hopefully, and you know, so you're passing. So he says, the lito miyadatina nirishimutar, and he writes, the chai no says atzmo. That's borrowed from Hilchos Shabbos. And chai no says atzmo. And chai can move by itself, so your action is not as necessary. Now he does say, lahashlik miyad liyado. I don't know if you want to try this at home or not, but he says, lahashlik miyad liyado is mutar. That's what I want to bring out. Leave the baby story out of it for a moment. But he seems to disagree with Maram Rutenberg. Maram Rutenberg asked throwing, right? The Tashbeitz, forgetting about the baby for a second, come back to the baby. The Tashbeitz seemed to say, look at the last word in the 29, the whole Isser, and again, it's the same Chakira, right? The only problem is you may touch. Well, if you throw, you toss, you're not going to touch. So the Tashbeitz would seem to disagree. And again, this is not the Tashbeitz, who was the Talmud of Maram Rutenberg. I said there's Ashkenazi Tashbeitz, the Sefer Tashbeitz, which collects the Pesachim of Maram Rutenberg. That's Reb Shimshon Reb Tzadok, a different person with the same initials. Okay, but this is the Ashkenazi, the Talmud of Maram Rutenberg. This is the Sephardi Tashbeitz. And he disagrees with Maram Rutenberg, apparently, because he says, Shalo Asru Elayde Chibur Bahoshanta, he says, the only one is a direct contact. Chibur means direct contact. Tossing, there isn't direct contact. As far as the baby is concerned, this chai no says atzmo. That's a dinner hilchos Shabbos. They carry, you know, their coolers with carrying and so on. It may depend on how old the baby is. An infant is not no says atzmo. You know what I'm talking about, right? From hilchos Shabbos? You came across that hilchos Shabbos? Chai no says atzmo, that you can, it might be mutter. It might be mutter to carry on Shabbos a living person. Who theoretically could walk himself. I remember once, I mentioned this many, many years ago. I can tell you now, it's, I forgot how old my daughter, about 35 years ago. So I used to live in the apartments in Teaneck. My parents, Alain and Sean, lived also in Teaneck. And we were going to my parents for Friday night dinner. About a 10-minute walk or 15-minute walk from my apartment. And the way we set it up was I went to shul, met my father in shul, and then after shul, you know, I went to the house. My wife was going to come after she went slip, whatever. She was going to walk over and then meet us there for dinner. Okay. So in shul, the rabbi announced that I was in the Rav Mishulid. So the rabbi announced that the Erev was down. The Erev was down. And I knew that my wife was already en route with the stroller. All right, so now I'm able to do, you know, while she was, I would have felt there's enough time to run back to the apartment, tell her not to leave, but it was clear, there's no question he was en route. Okay, so she was already traveling. Okay, well, my parents had these steps that went up to the front of the house, and my wife knocked on the door. Chavez said, here, you want to help in the stroller, please? So I said, no. She looked at me, I said, no, you got it. I'm sure you can do it. Okay, so she went down, she picked up, what was that about? So then I explained it to her, because she didn't know, so she was a shogun, right? But I was clearing, you know, the problem was, of course, we didn't have diapers and everything else, now we're going to have to sleep there, you know, because the baby was too young. So we're clearing the kindness of time, because the baby walked, but she couldn't really walk. But anyway, that comes up in Uncle Shabbos, so I think my wife thought I was a rotten husband, at least for those few moments. I just said, no, okay. My father was also there. Can you help? No. No. Anyway, so, yeah. So, getting back to this, the Darkei Moshe, in our Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, in the Ozal of 30 quotes in the Shuas, B'dam and Zev, but also on the Tzim, Atzim, Zorkin, Mafteach, Chodav Achim, Yodah, Yodah, Roy Ligur, Bahem, Mechein, B'shari, Dur, Bah, God, Shem, Aram, Rutenberg. The Darkei Moshe, okay, Ashkenazi follows the Aram, Rutenberg, and says that tossing is not allowed. Okay? And in the Shulchan Aruch, and our Siman, the end of Siv Beis, it says in the present, that's the Ramah, the Chain Ayde Zvika, Miyodal Yodal Olahefech Oser. So the Ramah holds you're not allowed to throw something, and that's how he patkins here in the Shulchan Aruch as well. Okay? Pisca Chuba is an interesting angle. In Sikot and Dalad, here in our Siman, Sikot and Dalad, he quotes the Chuba, Nuchaz Yaakov, he says, what if her husband has her feathers on him? You know, dust or feathers, what they're talking about. The oscillation into the Hosni Bala notes are Derek Nefika. You blow, you know, yeah, it's dandruff. He's got feathers, he's got dust or whatever. Yeah, blow it off. You know, that's not allowed. Okay. And he brings a riot for that from a different Gemara, which I'm not going to look at now. And he quotes others who say the crazy place. He says there's no issue with that at all. It's Ein Lahachim Rezev. And then he says, Odkos on the third line. What about if I throw something in the air? I don't throw it directly to her. That's why I brought this. I wasn't interested in the feather case. We don't have that so much. But to throw something, not to her, but I'll throw it in the air. Okay? And hopefully she'll catch it. And she went over and catch it. I don't throw it to her. I just toss it in the air. Okay? That's what he talks about over here. Shara nogin shizorkin dover kapi malav alono kachishto. Right? Kimiskavin. Okay? And he says, v'yesh lohokob is there. Okay? That he thinks is a... perhaps a kula. Anyway, I just printed some of the sources that he mentioned. You look in the 33, the Placey, okay, here in Har Siman, in Siman Kuf Tzadi Hei, Nechazin Sif Aleph, Tukat Aleph, the Chayin Ayedei Zwika, Meyadol Yadol Afech Aser, Ani Raisi, Shenogin, he writes, Nogin Shazorkin Dover Klapi Ma'alev, Lo No Chachishto, okay, and he says, Yesh Lahokel, the Belav Hoki, Hoki Akol Chomer Ba'alva. The Rebbe Eibishit says, let's remember this whole Hoshata thing we've had today, so many different, maybe it's only with Mizikas Apost, maybe the two things together, that's so many Chumras here. This whole thing's a Chumra Alma. So therefore to say, you can't throw in the air, he says he's ready to be Mekel. And he also said, Kol Shekain, the Tars of Shomim, okay, about blowing the feathers, he says, Ein Lahachmer Kedvorim Ha'elu. Okay, and he says basically, because the whole thing is Kirav Das, and Kirav Das is by Negia, when you're touching. Okay, but blowing and this type of stuff, you don't have to. And he says at the end, below so sifu pentigru. You know, sometimes you have a chumra, and maybe the kula. Right, we've had that before, right? They're going to be machman, all these, you know, far-fetched cases. He says we can make a hashata as a chumra to begin with, and if we try to be more machman, then people will be more makel in things, you know, in things that you really shouldn't be makel on. If you see these things, we makel on that. So you'll lead to be making a lot of things. So don't insert extra chumras. I saw a contemporary poskim, okay, can a couple play ping pong or tennis or whatever? Okay, is that like throwing? Okay, so the some will want to say that it's not allowed. Okay, it's hard to. I'm not gonna play. Okay, but I saw that. Forgot where, but they're playing ping pong or tennis because it's like throwing. You're hitting the ball. You know, with the racket, you're hitting it towards the person. Not hitting high in the air, you lose the game, right? So you want to hit it to the person. Okay, maybe a problem. like Rebbe? Yeah.
Is that Rebbe is Mekel Tash Crash Gaz and also they could throw Klape Mala.
Throwing Klape Mala, yeah. That's based on this Sabishes. Also, the Sibri Tara also has a cooler here in Sukkot and Dalit. Talking about three quotes from Ari Kish, okay, 34. He says, "Kosam lahatir kol she'en oderes chol." Now, the truth of the matter is, you know, to be honest, you know, playing competitive sports can be sometimes arousing, or you know, creates a certain atmosphere. You know, so I don't mean to make fun of the tennis and the ping pong sock, because it can be. You know, there's a certain competitiveness and all, you know, and again, especially if you're playing tennis, you get sweated up and so on. So there are, you know, it's not necessarily such a far-fetched comment. I don't know if it concerns so much as the throwing, maybe the scope in college, this was scope in college roads, and that might be different, okay? But the Siddur Torah, that's why Siddur Torah writes here, Kosel Hatte Kosh Inna Derech Scope. And he says that to the Ramah, you know, but nevertheless, the Ramah says what he says. Okay, he quotes the crazy place. He says that throwing up in the air and so on is okay. That's what the Siddur Torah. It's a little different than the Plessy, who concluded, "Don't be machmer everything, because then it's going to cause a problem."
Okay? So if you're a professional tennis player and you just need someone to
practice, yeah, it might be different. All right, just to a few more artists on this topic, and we'll finish up. Okay, regarding the baby. So the Tashbates in that tshuva, we saw the beginning of the tshuva before. Actually, we saw the middle of the tshuva before in source. Where did we see it? Source 29. Okay, part of the same tshuva. I'm sorry, it's not the same tshuva. Same author, a different tshuva. We saw the 29 from Chel Gimel Simon Nun Ches. Here it's Chel Gimel Simon Reish Lamed. Okay, Shalta 35. Shalta in Muta Lahoshi Dov Miyada Liyad Ishto Nida. But she's not really passing. When you're talking about a key or money, they can't travel by themselves. The only way it gets from point A to point B is if you move from point A to point B. But that's not of a certain age. It's certainly true with the kid also. You know, when you have a kid of at least a certain age, you hold the kid, and now mommy comes, daddy comes, he or she reaches out. And they do. They transfer on their own. Okay? So it may depend on the age. Okay? So that's the Tashbait says in that tshuva, he says we can be machmer, chenor novian is like Rashi, in general, about passing keys. Again, he quotes, machmer b'zeh, that's the sheet of Rashi, and those. Not just Rashi, we saw a number of children. The baby passing, because any living creature really moves by itself. You're not really doing anything. Okay? The Pischei Tshuva has an interesting case here in Sukkot and Beis, 36. Okay? The case comes up where there are no, the couple is someplace where there are no from people around. No people around. And she has to go to the mikveh. Okay, every once in a while, on a vacation, they go someplace and she wants to meet Tovelas in the ocean or you know, in some other place where there's no one, you know, there's nobody around. So can a husband assist her in going to the mikveh? That's what Pesach Tshuva is talking about here. In the name of the Nevi Yehuda, I printed the tshuva. I don't have to read the whole tshuva inside, but, you know, you might be interested in seeing it. It's Adur Tinyana, Chilek Ardesim, Kuf Chaf Bey, 37. Well, first we'll read what the Pesach Tshuva said. Wanted to know, right, Nishal beishu isha adorim bekfar ve'ein shom Yehuda Yehudis zulas azug levadom imuto lebayo lamar lekishi tovelas. Now you know Tvila doesn't need an aid. There's no witness to for Tvila, but someone has to make sure that she got all the way down, that her hair and whatever else got all the way under. That's the so-called mikvah lady is there to, you know, is there to make sure she went completely under. Okay, so there's nobody else to do it. So can the husband be the one to do it? Okay, liros stay kula tachas amayim, like the Pesach Tshuva said. Can he help her up or out or down to get her to go down and so on and so forth? Because of the Nevi Yehuda did, she would say, "Sorry, never came in the Isur Negia." Can Isur Stakus Mohammed Machusim Shem Yehuda Heri Yodavar Beregazel Lo Chashinan? You know, the whole Isur again is because of being sexually aroused and maybe you'll end up doing something there, and so we're not worried about that. Says the Pesach Tshuva again, the name of the Lo Shavik Hateres Hatebu Beregazel Muteres Bal Yosef Arayim. She's going to come with terrorists in 2 seconds. But he can't wait 2 seconds? we're going to say, no, he shouldn't be there because he's going to see her and so on and so forth. And that's good. No, he's going to the mikvah. He's going down to the mikvah. He's talking about terrorist then. Okay, so therefore he said, okay.
Doesn't
work
for the Rambam.
The Rambam
says that it's an iteration of itself touching an aircraft.
Enochanami, okay, that's what the Rambam says, but if you hold, right, but even, yeah, that's true. The Rambam says, Losikr, we were in class yesterday, that's an Isser by itself. But even an Isser by itself, just thinking out loud, even an Isser by itself would be an Isser in that fashion, I guess. But it's hard. But let's take a look at Nilag Hudim in 30 seconds. I'm not going to read the whole thing. But he says that, you know, people were living among Nochrim, and there's no Jew there, or they traveled to some place, and so on and so forth. Okay, so he says we're not worried about it over there. One second, and he has some stories. Actually, the Sar Mikutzi, the Marik, we'll see some of those later. When we talk about Tvila, who would be there when the woman went. You know, I think there was clothes on, and so on and so forth, and. Yeah, and the reason is because we're not worried about any problems then. That's what he says. So look at the end of the second last paragraph. Of anagia b'vsara osa medina talmud b'vadai ula filet zech tatvila osa. He does mention that concern, okay, that issue. I mean, he ends up being makel, but it's a good horror. It is a good horror. Let's think for a moment. Just looking at
Horus. You could still say that even for the Rambam, it's not Der Siba or something. I don't know.
Yeah, remember the Rambam's lashon was Derek.
That is Der Siba in a sense. I don't know.
Rambam's lashon was Derek Tiber, right? So that's what you have to say. That's again the note who concludes that last paragraph. Amnam gamal yisalo matzasa chol abrura mitzarasvay yeshmak amosh afil tiborit yitzolo chashim regazu shemayim v'lama shavak katera shetechav regazu matzas bila valiyah semen amayim me'ate in efshalim po binyanach. Again, they don't like it. They don't say that should be the practice. But anyway, that's
right.
And then in the Ha'aretz are talking about this practice that these gedolim would be with their wives and they had no clothes on. All right, that we're going to talk about that later. We'll talk about Tvila. Okay. The Aruch HaShulchan on this issue, and we'll move to finish up. The Aruch HaShulchan, just to hear our Siman Kutz Adi Sif Hei, is concerned even about passing a baby. Okay. And he says, these are chokas over the bottom of the imam and tears, the heroes of Sarah. And he writes, okay. And he says, I'm astonished. He quotes the Tashbates, but he says, I'm astonished that he applied chai noses atzmo here. That's not applicable over here. Okay. Ramosha Feinstein has a tshuva, a different issue. Look in, it's 40. Yerodea chelek beisim an ayin hei. Uloharim imishtonido masri kaveh. What if they have to move a heavy box, or they want to rearrange the furniture or something like that? So you know, each one of them lift up the chair, right? They'll each participate. Push something heavy. That's what Moshe's talking about. Is that mutter when she's a nida? Okay. And he says, Mashma Sharoy Lahachmer, he has a riot from a mission of Zobim, which we're not going to know. But he says, Imkein Ulayesh Lochosh Leso Bishuzel Ishi Mishonida. Okay, and he says not the same thing as the case over there, and he says there's no chiba over here. Nonetheless, he says mikol makom yesh lacha shulesa mitzad dechol hisrap tzu tisera adifa. All right, and you're not doing it for l'shem chiba. He says as opposed to a light item. Okay, and here they want to push something very heavy, and they can only move it or carry it or push it together. So he said there's rimachor over here. I don't have a riot. But he said it's better to stay away. Finally, in terms of the tshuvas, before we get to the last issue, but today the Tzitz Eliezer, in one of his tshuvas, Chelek Yud Beis, Siman Nun Ches Oz Vav. Okay, he said, "Kol Amar Nosan Sheish LaHate B'Nedin LeBal LeSael Ishto Mitu Moso Horodas HaAgalav HaLoso." The baby stroller. Okay, the baby's in the stroller, he's asleep. Now you got to carry the baby up the stairs. So, the case that I mentioned to you before. Okay, my wife was able to lift it by itself, but sometimes it's a big stroller or it's too hard for the woman to lift by itself. So, together, I'm talking about Shabbos. I'm going to help with Nida now. Okay, so, you know, they're walking up steps. So the husband takes the front, the wife takes the back, whatever, you know, whatever they do, right? So he passes that it's mutter, okay? It's mutter. And he says the reason is because they stand far away. In other words, the idea is do it in such a way they're not near each other. One's on one side, one's on the other side. In other words, he said they can carry the soul together, she's in either, because they can stand far apart and they don't touch each other, then he thinks it should be mutter. Okay, the last issue that I want to deal with before doing one important point from the Tumor of Moshe is what happens by a wedding when the woman's in either. What do you do with the ring? How does he put the ring on? Okay, we spoke about Hupas Nida already in terms of, but how do you put the ring on? So the Maharil in Hilchos Nisun, printed 42, okay, the collars of Nida at the time of the Chuppah. Again, it doesn't come up today because the girls regulate themselves and so on. But, you know, we spoke about that, so I just want to throw that in here. So he says, basically say, you know, you say to the Eina, right, Kodesh is in sons of worth, Eina Tahora, Eina Nogeba, Achiniach Lipo, Me'atzma, let's ball. She positions her finger in such a way that he puts the ring right on top and let it fall by itself. That's what the Maharil writes. Okay, the Chosan puts the ring on the finger next to the thumb. Right, that's what we do with the pointer finger. Later, she can move it to her ring finger if she wants. But our minigun, as you know, puts it on the ring, the pointer finger, right, the index finger. And if she's in either, she should stick out her finger, and he'll just drop the ring on without actually touching, and it will go a little bit on it. Okay. The Binyan Sian, however, in one of his tshuvas, in Kuflametes, Maril was a German posuk, so was the Binyan Sian later. Okay, Maril is a Rishon, late Rishonim, Maril is an Akron. I've been seeing the Rav Etlinger, the Or Chaner, same author. He was the one who gave Smicha to Rav Shamshon for Hirsch. So the Binyan Sion quotes this Maharil, and then he writes, when Gamazel or Isi Nogan came. I don't, he says that, doesn't see that that's the Minig. Okay, he says he's not seen it with Nogan like this. And the reason is, he has an interesting Sora. You got a Bakshava Minik Shalom Daktik, and you put it on, all right? The answer is because, well, she's not his wife yet, right? at that point. So the extra is a Dayan, he writes, the Shah, look at the last few lines of the Bible of Ben Zion. The Bishah Shemosha, the Dayan, the Inamakudesh, the Vena Ishto, okay? Well, Shalom Kishanazam, so the whole of Shanta is only by your wife. It's not his wife yet. The whole Zera doesn't apply. That is his cock. Okay, so he said that that's generally not the practice. But the Minchas Yitzchok agrees with this Misvara, Chelek Gimel, his Jewish son, Pei Gimel. Okay, and he quotes, again, he quotes the Maharil, he said, we're not knowing about the Maharil. But the problem here is that it's not a problem just Hoshot, there's also Negia, and there's also Derech Hiba, Mitzvah Shem Kiddushin. So he says, our many get to do like the Maharil. I think what they do nowadays is like that. Usually, he puts the ring on kind of as far down the finger as he can get it. Or then you put it just on the top a little bit, you know, just so that it falls on. Okay? And finally, the two is base Yitzchok.
I mean, it is like very difficult to not, you know, gay, no?
Like, yeah, it is. But it's very, but again, if you hold the ring like this and just put it on, and, you know, as minimal as possible.
It works.
You can't drop it. It's not going to, you know, it's not going to land. But it's usually tight fitting the ring, right? So it's going to fall off on the floor. Okay, so get it right over here and then pull your hand away. And I think that's what they're saying. That's the Minchas Yitzchok. We're talking for Choshesh, this Maharil. Okay.
The practice in advance?
Well, yeah, which is not a need to practice. Make sure there's no way to do it. All right, anyway, the two is Beis Yitzchok. This is not this. You're there, Chelek Beis in Yudches, Oshches, 45. He says that the, you know, because you have a different answer. Why don't we have and this leads to my last point for today. I have a different answer. Let someone else, you know, who's not as well, you know, let someone else put the ring on. So he writes, and Bine Ra'isi Mu B'Shem Shal Suiz Beis Yehuda Tzvardi, the B'Kiddushan Rechub Azini Yosef Tov Shu Yoshin Achos L'Akal Tabas Ayde Acher, the Lom Yad L'Yad. However, he doesn't agree. He says, Amna Ladina ain't Tzarchas in the Beis Yehuda, At Yoshit L'Tabas Batzmo, V'Lo Yigaba, try and do it in a way that he's not going to touch. Now, one of the reasons might be, because, and this really is an important thing to bear in mind with all these archokas. There's no reason that anybody else has to know that the ones are neither. We're not dealing with Taurus today and so on. And therefore, you have a certain sensitivity, all right? That's what I think the basis is getting at. To go find somebody else means you have to tell somebody else. And not only that, not just tell that person. but it's going to be quite evident that everybody's at the wedding. You know, so it's embarrassing for the girl and for the caller. Everyone wants to know she's a leader. I know. You know, it's a fact, like I said, we discussed this before, you know, even though they don't go into Yichud room. So again, the Masada Kedusha knows, maybe one of the person knows, but as far as the crowd is concerned, whatever, they went to the Yichud room. Either somebody else was in there, or the team there, or the photographer, nobody knows. You protect the person's dignity. Ramosha writes in the Tshuva, well, this will finish for today, you're there. Chelek Bey Simon Ayan Zion. On the one hand, he said, Chazal weren't worried about the design of people knowing that a woman's in either. Why? Because it's normal. On the one hand, what are you embarrassed about? That's a normal, you know, right there. On the one hand, nothing to be embarrassed. It's part of life, and everyone goes through it. So what's the issue? He says, on the one hand, Mishum Sha'ain Bazet Bizan Kolka, Yodua, the Chol Shat Lakot, so not Shemay Nidus, Yud Bez Yom, the Chol Chodesh. And if they're not old, or, you know, if they're pregnant, say, then no, the husband's to stay away. Okay? The other of a Harbah Heloshus Begotten Yichodim Lemay Nidus, so we saw in the Gemara. Remember, we saw those cases in the Gemara where the neighbors knew because she was wearing different garments. Okay? Umizaha Yodas Ashkeno, she is Nida. Alma Shalom is Mishpashu is there. Okay, umashim is byeshos because she nimtas him elu sheinu shomus in the Torah. And what about there? But the people who she works with, I just saw my wife showed me there's some show. I don't know what it was exactly. It was some TV show with a women panel or something like that. And they were talking about the menstruation. It was a women's type of show. And apparently, in the audience was a Chabad woman who got up. You saw this? You heard this? She got up and she explained. There were famous actresses. I don't know the names, but you know the people who were on the panel were well-known, you know, whatever actresses or news people. I'm not sure, but you know, this one got up and explained the whole thing. The 2 weeks, you know, and it was funny because you saw the faces of some of the people on the panel. Like part of it was like well, you know, they were very polite, and she was very articulate. The woman who spoke, she said it very nicely. Explaining, and then you go to a place like a spa, you bathe, and then and she explained, and you know, then your principal husband renews everything once a month. You know, she was very articulate, but a couple of women seemed to like, I like that. There's some time when my husband can't touch me. It was very interesting. But anyway, so I want to show it to you the other night. Mashus Baishus Kishi Nimsim Elish Anon Shomas the Torah, Ain Lakh Boshus, Bazella Kavara Briz, Lahatim Surah, Bafalo Midigiso. That's not a reason. Okay, other of it, Tov Shalot Ispires, don't be embarrassed, you're fulfilling the laws of the Torah. Okay, however, that's a Moshe, and you know, it's important to recognize that, and therefore the halacha is halacha. However, you know, embarrassment is subjective. Okay, so it's you know, you can't tell someone, don't feel bad, yeah, but I do feel bad, you know. So he's encouraging, you're observing the mitzvah, okay, and all the frum people in the neighborhood know that the women are needed for 12 days out of the year, of the month or whatever. So there's nothing to be embarrassed about, quote unquote. But having said that, it seems to me that embarrassment is somewhat subjective. And you do have to take into account the person's feeling. Okay? And you know, the husband, you have to keep all the dinim, but you don't have to make an announcement, you know, to try and do things in a subtle way. You know, it's not a matter of embarrassment. I'm embarrassed that I'm keeping the laws of the Torah. But it's a little bit, you know, some women feel a little funny, even though it's part of nature and so on and so forth. But, you know, so therefore, I think the husband's sensitivity in terms of the chuppah, you have to do it in such a way you don't have to, you know, do it in front of everybody to make sure I'm not noticing I'm putting it down. You know, sometimes people do things in such a way they want people to notice that I'm not really noticing. You know, they want people to know that I really know the din. You know, that's the story with the. They say that when by Masada Kedushin, you know, so Masada Kedushin makes the bar prayer goffin. Like, he doesn't drink any of the wine. The wine goes to Chasan Kala. So that's a shot of how that works. Okay, not for now. But they say that Reb Chaim used to, when he was Masada Kedushin, so he shook his hand a little bit. So he got some of the wine in his hand. And after, you know, when he pressed the wine on the hand, he, you know, drank some of the wine, right? So now he did it in such a way that nobody should notice that he was doing that. You know, this wine got his hand. Once the story got out, so now everyone's out of condition, shaved, and, you know, makes a big fuss about licking the wine on his hand to show, oh, I know this Reb Chaim. I mean, the whole thing was done by Reb Chaim to do it in private, you know, that no one should realize what he was doing. Now it became, well, I got to show that I know that also. So again, you have to be careful. I think, you know, not that we should sense that there's any anything wrong or anything embarrassing or anything bizonous for the woman's in either. Chas v'shalom, nothing, it's a bodily function. It's part of life. But nonetheless, I think that the couple has to be seichel. You have to be seichel, certainly when there are other people around. Okay, and you also have to be careful with the baby to make sure the baby's safe. You have to use a certain amount of seichel. And as we saw, these are chumras, and I'm not denigrating them in any way. Chas v'shalom, don't misunderstand. But people have to use seichel yosher as well. Okay, we'll stop over here.